Ed Ronco is the new reporter at KCAW in Sitka. He arrived in Alaska late last month after an 11-day road trip in an 11-year-old car. The goal? To complete the trip without needing a mechanic. And as Ronco tells us, his father came along on the trip with a goal of his own in mind.
When I announced to my parents in July that I'd be moving to Alaska, 3,200 miles from our hometown near Detroit, my dad was almost more excited than I was. I'd be starting a great new job in an incredible part of the world, whereas my dad, a retired teacher, now had an opportunity to golf his way across the country. Dad played in North Dakota on the way out here, and he'll play in Oregon on the way home. His Alaska round consisted of two trips through the nine holes at the new Sea Mountain Golf Course in Sitka, which is nearing the end of its first full season. Playing the course moves Dad closer to his goal of golfing 18 holes in all 50 states.
I've got 44 done, and Oregon will be 45. I need Hawaii, Kansas, Oklahoma, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, and that'll make 50.
For a Michigan golfer, Sea Mountain is a marvel of engineering and nature. Artificial greens and tees and views of blue water, swooping eagles, and paths that feel more suited to a roller coaster car than a golf cart. And for my dad, a pretty decent golfer, it was also a lesson in humility.
I did purchase more golf balls on the second time around. And luckily, I finished. I still had two in my pocket after buying another three. So a total of 10 golf balls, finished with two.
A lot of people experience that, according to Roger Sidnikovich. He designed the course and now spends most of his waking hours maintaining it.
People don't score real well because it's tough. It's a tough course to play. But what that's going to make you for the beginning golfer here, and they stick with it, they'll be better golfers because they'll put their drivers away and try to play a smart game of golf.
So Sidnikovich and I get in a cart and ride to the number two tee. Keeping the course in business is a lot of work, he says, but it's a project he's tremendously proud of.
Well, we're looking out right now. We're looking all the way out to Bjorka, St. Lazarus. It's really quite a view. It's really spectacular.
The course went up with the help of numerous volunteers and grants. This summer was the first full season at Sea Mountain, which sits on about 50 acres near HPR and Granite Creek Road. Business is decent, he says, but there have been some problems. Inexperienced golfers keep breaking clubs on the driving range, and when Sidnikovich started working on the course at the beginning of the season, he says he found some damage from cross-country skis and plenty of trash.
We come back this year. That was also this year. There was old sleighs left on number one, Vis Queen, whiskey bottles, different alcohol bottles, water bottles, everything thrown over the site. And it's, like I say, we want people to enjoy it, but take care of it here. Yeah. And it's pretty sad when people don't.
Golfer Steve Postgen tees up a ball on number seven as his friend Mike Reif looks on.
Holy cow.
Thank you.
That's an excellent hit.
Postgen says he doesn't take his score too seriously, an attitude that's served him well at Sea Mountain.
A little treacherous at times, though. Use the trees and rocks to your advantage. Ricochet back on the course.
Like Postgen, my dad wasn't worrying too much about his score either. That's good, because he shot an 85 on 18 holes, including eight, yes, count them, eight penalty strokes. He has advice for those who have yet to golf the course.
Yeah, just enjoy it, and don't worry about your score. Just come out, enjoy it, and play it. And boy, when you look at the views, you won't care what your score is.
The United States Golf Association will be visiting the course, hopefully later this month, to rate its difficulty. Dad says they should plan to bring some extra golf balls. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.